You are now listening to
Radioactive.
Welcome to today's Radioactive podcast. I'm Surya.
And I'm Maya. Today we'll be discussing something that's pretty relevant for teens. Coming of age.
Which, when you think about it, is really just a lot of firsts. We'll be talking about a lot of first times today.
We mean the PG kind, like the first time celebrating adulthood.
First time behind the wheel.
First time filling out an election ballot.
And, of course, first dates.
Now, back to that first time we mentioned. First time celebrating becoming an adult. We have an interesting story for you. Many cultures hold a specific coming-of-age party for new adults, like the Amish Rumspringa or the Quinceañera. And the Jewish community celebrates boys and girls becoming men and women for bat or bar mitzvahs. Here's Hannah Witter, who celebrated her bat mitzvah a couple years ago.
Our tradition in the Jewish community is that we have a thing called bat mitzvah and bar mitzvah. So like a bat mitzvah is for a girl and a bar mitzvah is for a boy. And usually it's when you're turning 13 is when you're supposed to have it. So like,
but Hannah was actually 14 when she had her bat mitzvah and was more worried about graduating 8th grade.
I did not feel different. Maybe on that one day I felt like really mature and like grown up, but now that I think about it, I don't think it made any impact on me. I know it's supposed to be a really big deal and that you're supposed to be becoming a woman or a man, and honestly, at a 13-year-old, they're not going to be thinking about that. I mean,
in Hannah's case, this was more of a lighthearted situation.
But now on to a different and scarier type of coming of age.
Yes. The first drive.
There's nothing more frightening. Remember yours?
Man, do I remember that dreadful hot summer day. I was actually doing a mini drive with Swerve at Ballard High School. Newcomers, here's a tip. Never drive in that puny parking lot. Anyways, I was driving this, like, fat box, and I really wanted to impress my friend Lily. So I tapped on the gas pedal, which was really touchy, and the car just went zoom. And old Mike, my instructor, he had to press the emergency brake. That was embarrassing. Hopefully none of the basketball guys saw. I also almost ran over a girl, but I blame the small parking lot for that. How about you, Surya?
I'll admit, my first drive was pretty awful. In fact, it was so awful that I was driven to write a poem about it. The wheel ought to be a dancer, pirouetting in my palm. Instead, it's shaky and it's swirling and I'm barely keeping calm. My breath is short, my palms are drenched, but I'm giving all I've got as I try to keep this car on course in a barren parking lot. My foot ought to be in rhythm, pressing down and giving way. Instead, I slam the gas pedal, screech the brake, and pray that I'll survive this dreadful drive, that my efforts aren't in vain, to understand complexities like staying in one lane. The car's reversing onto curbs and swerving left and right. At some point, an alarm went off. Desperate, I hold tight. I try to breathe, I try to chill, and hope to get my license. I try to steer the car away from an imminent crashing crisis. The wheel might one day be a dancer pirouetting in my palm. One day it will be straight or neatly swiveling, the quintessence of calm. My breath slows down, my hands unclench, and I'm giving all I've got. But as for now, I'm barreling down a barren parking lot.
Well, from what I know so far, it doesn't get much better than that.
Even after you figure out lanes and lights and that fearsome monster known as parallel parking, there's still one more obstacle, the license photo.
Really? My license photo is actually pretty good. But one of the scariest things about driving is that 2 years after you're old enough to decide where you're going,
you're old enough to have a say in where the country's going.
The presidential election. Which, I gotta say, has been pretty scary this year.
But it's even scarier if this is your first ever election, which, for these three 18-year-olds, it is.
My name's Aubrey Violetta Gelperin. This is my first time voting.
For some context, Aubrey is a huge Hillary Clinton fan. She's adored Clinton since the 5th grade.
They told me they were voting for Obama, and I was very, like, not having it. I was very upset. And so I sat there in the primary, and I tried to, like, go to the Hillary side and, like, make them count me as a vote. And they were like, no, you're, like, this little fifth grader. We're not going to count you. That was my first attempt at voting for Hillary.
So she's pretty excited to vote for Hillary Clinton in the upcoming election. But even though she's been politically active for many years, she doesn't think she would have been ready to handle the election until now.
If you had asked me when I was 16, I would have been like, yes, like, I can vote. I am ready for this. But now, in retrospect, I think I just wouldn't have been able to make the most well-informed decision.
Aubrey is concerned with how a younger version of herself might have handled the election. Meanwhile, both Julia and Mimansa focused on how the election is actually going to go.
I got into debate in middle school, and as part of my debate research, I had to be reading the New York Times, The Economist. I went to the Brookings Institute, the Cato Institute. I actually got into politics because I wanted to, you know, win my debate rounds and be a better debater.
Both Mimansa and Julia have been politically educated for a long time, and yet they're nervous this year.
The 2016 election has sort of been like this one really long and confusing party. And everybody's sort of drunk and kind of cloudy and not really thinking straight. But it's getting towards the end of the night, and you have two options to get a ride home. And one of them is someone who's sober but has made some mistakes in the past. And the other one is just belligerently drunk. You'd definitely be taking your chances if you got in that car at the end of the party.
I just feel very shocked that in the time that I'm voting, I get to see, you know, how ugly America can get.
I'm really loving that party analogy Julia made.
Personally, I don't like parties. And neither, we suspect, does Katrina Wang.
Katrina Wang is a 22-year-old I met in the grocery store. As she sat in a coffee shop with her friend Kira, she found the time to tell me about her first date, which started, in a way, at a party.
So one time, I was at this college party. This random guy came up to me and was like, hey, can I have your number? And then I actually give it to him. And when he asked me on a date through text, I actually said yes because I thought, oh, like, I'm halfway through college now. I should try out dating. That's what adults do. And then this stranger picked me up in his car, and then he was like, I'll take you to dinner. And I was like, oh, cool. And he was like, actually, my martial arts teacher is having this gathering thing for his birthday. Would you like to come? And I was like, sure.
Well, that sounds like fun.
So we went to this, I think it was by Kirkland, and it was just, I think his martial arts teacher rented down the whole place. And the whole time, I was, like, so scared to talk to him. I talked to his friend, who was sitting on the other side of me, the whole time. And then afterwards, he dropped me off and asked, and we never talked again.
Never mind. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, just about as awkward as this guy's first date.
We just went out to get ice cream. I couldn't drive because I didn't have a car. And then I forgot my wallet. So we got ice cream, and she had to buy the ice cream. It's pretty much just entertainment.
That's Liam talking. I also met him at the coffee shop, reading a newspaper.
Doesn't have car, doesn't have a wallet. He's setting a pretty low bar.
Yeah, it was great. He had a good time.
On the bright side, he's actually talked to his date, unlike Katrina.
And I'm sure both of them are grateful that those first dates are behind them and they're moving forward. Sadly, this also brings us to the end of the podcast.
Thank you to our advanced producers, Julia, Mimansa, and Aubrey, and to all of our Vox Pop participants. Also, special thanks to our executive producer, Paul Kiefer, and to our staff editor, Leela Katayev, Anne Kane and Jenny Asarno. We couldn't have done this without you.
Listen to more of our podcasts at kuow.org/radioactive. Keep checking in on our Facebook at facebook.com/radioactiveyouthmedia and on Twitter at kuowradioactive. Signing off, this is
Radioactive.